Hey, hey, Shauna here, and you're listening to The Delightful Audiosodes. These mini-episodes are designed to spark inspiration and provide practical tips for therapists looking to diversify their professional income and build fulfilling, lucrative careers beyond the couch. You're listening to Season 2, Episode 11, Done is Better Than Perfect, Overcoming Perfectionism in Private Practice. Here's the show. So therapist, we need to talk. I've been having a lot of conversations lately with therapists who are seeing a slowdown in their private practice. Clients are canceling or not even booking. Directories aren't pulling in as many referrals. And suddenly things feel uncertain. And when uncertainty hits, a lot of us start overanalyzing, overplanning, and overthinking instead of actually taking action. We think, I'll work on my marketing, but I need to perfect my brand colors first. Or I want to start a workshop, but I need a full website revamp before I can launch. Or even, I know I need to show up online, but I don't want to post until my messaging is just right. I know because I've been there before and I've had a whole relaunch of my website, but never actually did what I needed to be doing, which was showing up where my clients were at. Does that sound familiar? This is perfectionism in action, and it is keeping therapists from making the moves they could actually get their practice back on track. So today we're diving into why perfectionism is stalling your progress and why taking imperfect but strategic action is the key to start turning things around in your private practice. So here's why perfectionism is holding you back. Perfectionism equals procrastination disguised as productivity. So let's be real. We convince ourselves that we're just preparing or we're just making sure everything is right, but in reality, we're delaying our action out of fear. The fear of getting it wrong, the fear of failing, the fear of putting ourselves out there. And in business, that hesitation costs you every time. Not only does it cost you every time, here's what it actually costs: time, clients, and revenue. While you're waiting to perfect your website, another therapist has already launched their group program. While you're overthinking your social media strategy, another therapist has posted, engaged, and booked a client. And while you're tweaking your service description, another therapist is actively networking and bringing in referrals. The truth? Done is better than perfect. Because action leads to clarity. You learn, you adjust, and you refine as you go. But you need to take action. So let's talk about the shift. What do you do instead of waiting for perfection? If your private practice has slowed down, here's how you can move forward now, instead of getting stuck in analysis paralysis. You want to audit your current referrals. Where have the past clients come from? If directories aren't bringing clients in like they used to, where else can you show up? So you want to think about networking, local partnerships, and referral sources. 2, you want to market what you have right now. Don't wait for the perfect rebrand or the new website launch. Start talking about your services, engaging with your audience, and making offers. 3, you want to show up imperfectly, but consistently. You don't need the perfect post, you need to post. You don't need the perfect email, you need to email. Visibility leads to opportunities, so you have to show up. 3, let's talk about taking your action steps. So this week, I want you to try and break free from perfectionism. I challenge you to take one imperfect action in your business. You could post something, even if it's not perfectly worded. Reach out to your referral sources, even if you don't have a full script. Offer a workshop or a service, even if it's not fully built. Because done is better than perfect. Your business needs action, not hesitation. So this week, your call to action is to break free from perfectionism. I want you to take one imperfect action like we just mentioned. Your homework assignment is to pick one area where perfectionism is keeping you stuck and take action anyways. If you've been wanting to post on social media, write a simple post about who you help and how and hit publish. No overthinking. If you've been hesitating to reach out to referrals, choose one local provider, a doula, a community partner, and send a quick email introduction. If you have been avoiding marketing because it's overwhelming, draft a short message about your services and share it with your network. No second guessing, no over editing, just action. Because clarity comes from doing. When you've completed your assignment, reply to this email or DM me and let me know what action you took. Let's keep each other accountable. Perfectionism is a silent business killer, and therapist, we don't have the time to wait to be perfect. Your next client won't find you while you're still perfecting your marketing. Your business won't grow if you're still getting ready to promote it. So this week, choose action over perfection. Take that one step, even if it's messy. And if you're ready to take consistent action, join me in one of the many programs that I'm offering. We have the Patreon, we have the Private Practice Power Sprint, and let's build, grow, and get you moving without all the overwhelm. Bye for now.